glory, honor, power.
The fat horn is an E. Just so you know, your shofar is an E. That is
okay.
Forever, forever, forever.
Amen, brackets, because he lives. Might not be on.
Actually, this was one of the songs that we sang on Friday.
Arms of love. Mm-hmm.
song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, and now my Savior.
Awake my soul. Thank you.
breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me.
Whom shall I fear? God of angel armies, depending on the signs.
Yeah.
extension of those angel armies is his church. And I think back on the time that Rams met a few months ago, and how it was a fulfillment of a prophecy as well, as far as us being that match tent to him. Yeah. I feel God is nodding encouragement our way to continue the fight. In fact, I passed by down the hallway just a few minutes ago. Is it Mike Greens? You guys have had some contact. I just felt an overwhelming burden for him, someone else. And it's like, it's not done. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel if you guys know Mike, if you could pray for him, I just felt a real burden for him as I walked by. In fact, when I came out of the bathroom, I was going to say, maybe I should invite him in. And he was gone already by the time I came back out. But it almost felt like, you know, we pitched the tent and we still have a lot to do.
I just want to add to that, because when we found out that he was sick, like, I had taught his daughter piano, so we just knew him a little bit. And I wasn't teaching at the time. But I just felt such a burden, too. And I never would call there or whatever, because this was like 4 years later. But I called, and just he answered the phone. And I just said, we had heard, and we were praying. Like, we were praying for healing and that God would just minister to them. And they didn't give him long. Like, they didn't think that he would last a year. And it's been like, I don't know. Several, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I just felt that okay. For a reason.
Yeah, so Father God, again, I just thank you that you are good and that all your ways are loving and faithful. And Lord, you've got this. And Lord, I just thank you that we can come to you with the burdens I think that you put on our hearts. And so, Lord, I lift up Mike and their whole family, but in a special way, Mike, Lord, I thank you that you have continued to give him life here on earth. And Lord, I'm not quite sure where his heart is at, but Lord, I pray that the blessing of salvation would just pour out over him, that he would turn to you and be healed. Lord, be healed in his spirit and in his soul. And Lord, I thank you that you have given him physical healing. And Lord, I see your great love and mercy for us. And so I pray that for him and just for whoever his life touches, that it would be that ripple effect that Larry was talking about, or Candace, or whoever.
Scandal of grace.
Grace, what have you done? Murdered for me on that cross, accused in absence of wrong. My sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that you love. Breaks my fall. The scandal of grace, you died in my place, so my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, you give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever the forever the hope in my heart.
Candace suggested it, and I think it's very appropriate. We're going to end on garments of praise. At least I think we're going to end on garments.
I had gotten this song on, I don't know what morning it was, last week sometime, for Graham and Mel. And so I had sent it off to them, just putting on that garments of praise and how important that is. And yeah, that oil of gladness would flow down despite what's happening around.
Your joy.
praise you, Lord. And just